Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm excited to be joined by Mark Cohn, VP of Network Strategy at the Linux Foundation. Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you, Allison.
So you were recently on the program talking about the TLF open source project and vision and strategy and role that particular engagement has in terms of driving network transformation. Tell me a little bit about where we are with that and any updates that you might have just to kick off.
Well, first, as we discussed last time, there have been several new project announcements in the network and orchestration portfolio for the Linux Foundation. And as a result, the challenges that we have as open source moves up the stack and down the stack, and it actually moves even in a horizontal way across different market segments, the fact remains that we're in the networking space, and what we need to think about is how these open source projects start to fit together and how not only do they fit within the open source arena, but how do they fit within the overall industry. And that includes standards organizations, industry organizations, and with the constituent contributors to these projects, which includes both network operators, vendors, system integrators, a lot of innovative companies who want to also participate. So where we are is that we have a situation where we have a rapidly proliferating portfolio, and now we have to think about how we're going to pull these pieces together into something more unified and hopefully converged so that we can better suit the needs of the end users, which are typically the network operators who are considering deploying open source to transform their networks.
Where have you seen a good job of harmonization between projects, and how can that lend to the network community's engagement here?
Actually, it was really the ETSI NFV group recognized that there would be a need to pull the projects together into something broader than the individual parts, and also for the projects to even start to think about how they might be working closer together among different open source projects and even outside. And as a result, we created a project in 2014 called the Open Platform for NFV. And OPNFV is an attempt to create a development environment that actually integrates many of the open source projects together to provide both vendors and operators a platform for doing investigations and testing and validating these integrations between specific scenarios. In other words, a collection of these projects that address a particular need. The OPNFV project is very different than most of the other projects just because of the fact that it has so many different parts to it, but it's not something that you necessarily deploy. And now that we're moving into a situation where open source components are evolving rapidly and they're maturing as well, and the fact that we've actually started to introduce higher level open source projects like the Open Network Automation Platform that was just announced in February of this year, which is a end-to-end orchestration platform that's going to integrate with many of the other open source components. Now we have to think broader about not only how we can provide a development environment, but how we can provide deployment and operational environment for these different projects. And that's the basis for the harmonization initiative that you had mentioned earlier. And it's a call to action to the industry to start to work together in ways that we haven't been in the past, to be able to eliminate some of the silo boundaries for the individual groups, start to rethink the role of open source and standards within the overall industry and the creation of a software-defined networking and network functions virtualization ecosystem. And then also to be able to help the operators and the end users who are thinking about and planning deployments of these new generation architectures based on SDN and NFV, we can help them actually create a baseline for actually pulling these pieces together into a more unified architecture.
So when you take a look at the harmonization that needs to be required, is that also going to involve potential new enhancements to existing standards or open source work? Where do you see this going in terms of the outputs of that exercise?
The first thing is that we have to rethink how standards work and how open source works. I think that there have been models and existing proofs for highly successful activities and others that may not have been as successful, primarily because of the time required to do things in the more conventional process. But with agile development, we need to think about agile technology adoption. So we have to rethink the entire technology adoption lifecycle, which is at the heart of the harmonization initiative. And what we believe will take place is a series of steps over multiple phases that will help individual projects start to think about how they fit into this broader ecosystem and ultimately broader unified architecture. So in other words, instead of a particular project that may be creating APIs for the needs of its own individual members, perhaps they should think about working together with other complementary projects to define those APIs and maybe validate them through standards activities, like what we're doing between the Open Network Automation Platform, the ETSI NFE Industry Group, and then also the MEF Lifecycle Services Orchestration Initiative. MEF is the former Metro Ethernet Forum.
What are the key benefits that you see to an effort like this from an industry perspective and from a comm service provider perspective?
From the industry perspective, everything is going to happen faster if individual projects are thinking about how they fit into the whole. So certainly the agility of the process, like everything else, SDN and NFE is about agility. And it's just one more dimension of the agility value proposition, which is to be able to make everything go faster in the process. And if we can go faster and we can be more efficient, we can drive down the time and the cost of being able to integrate the pieces that they need to be able to address their individual requirements, use cases, and to be able to adapt this for their individual operating environments, which are very different across many operators. And it's not just spanning the different sizes of operator, but also the different geographies and the different business climates and even businesses that these operators are actually engaged in.
Thank you so much for sharing this, Mark. It's an important topic for the industry to take a look at. If you wanted folks to learn more or engage with you on this, where would you send them for more information?
Well, first, I would encourage everyone to download our white paper called Harmonizing Open Source and Standards in the Telecom World. It's on the Linux Foundation homepage, or you can do a search for it. I would also encourage everyone in the groups that they are already participating in to raise this issue and to participate in the various different activities that we have underway, informal and leading to more formal discussions to continue to promote harmonization throughout the industry.
Well, thanks so much for being on today. It's been a real pleasure. Great to have you back. We'd love to have you back again soon.
Thank you, Allison. I appreciate it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.